Okay. So, yeah. Topic today. I gave it a little bit of a punchier title than what it says on the sheet right now. But plastic cups. Why is that a contradiction? So there's going to be two parts of the share. The first part of the share is discussing the topic of whether or not one should be toveling plastic. Okay? I'm sure most of you do not tovel plastic. So why would that be? The second part of the share is going to discuss whether or not one can use disposable plastic cups for Kiddush and connected to for Netilat Yadayim. That's our topic, okay? And those two topics, we're going to hold them up to each other, analyze them, and you'll see how they connect at the end of this year, other than the word plastic. Okay. Let us begin. The end of, in Parshan Matot, Hashem tells Am Yisrael to go take revenge on Midian. And Am Yisrael comes back from the war with the battle with Midian with lots of plunder and booty that they took from Midian. So there's a whole story there in Moshe's mad, why'd you take it all? Okay, what do we do with all of it? Okay, now they have all these kelim they took from Midian. So what did they take? Everything. Pots, pans, silverware, cups. So how do we use it all? How are we, there's sheets on the way in if you didn't get. So how do we use it all? So the Pasuk tells us, this is a source one. And it lists six different kinds of metal. And then it tells us, anything used in the fire, if it's something that gets heated up in an oven, on the stove, whatever method they had of heating up, so then you have to use fire in order to kasher it. And also put it in the mikvah. And anything that doesn't get used by fire, just tovel it. That's what the psukim say. So this pasuk is the source in the Gemara for the rules of Tefillat Kelim. Most of the rules we get of Tefillat Kelim come from this pasuk and this Gemara. Source 2, the Mishnah says, Halokech kli tashmish min ovdei kochavim, if you buy any utensils from a non-Jew, etch a darko lahatvil, yadvil. Anything that just needs to go in the mikvah, put in the mikvah. Lahagil, you have to boil it, pour boiling water. I don't know if any of you went to Erev Pesach to kosher some knives or whatever for Pesach. So they put it in that giant cauldron, boiling water. So that's Hagala. Lelavin Ba'or is where they take the blowtorch and blowtorch certain things. Usually that happens with like a grill or a skewer, okay, the oven things. So then they need libun, yilavin ba'or. That's the Mishnah. Everything as it was used cold, so you could just be tovel it. If it was used hot, that's how to kasher it. So Gemara says, kulan tzrichin tefillah arvim sarah, needs to be in a mikvah. Where do we know it? From our pasuk in source 1. Kol devar asher yavo ba'esh, taviru ba'esh, taher, siv lecha, katuv, tahara, acheret, you need also a mikvah. Even brand new kelim need mikvah. You buy a brand new kli, because the kelim in Midian that they captured were all used. So Gemara says this is on all kelim. When you get a kli from a non-Jew, you brand new, he made it, you have to tovel it. So the Gemara says, Makrif l'Rav Sheish, Yeriyachi afilu zuzel l'sar b'lanami. The other day, I bought a scissors for cutting clothes, for hemming my clothes. Do I have to tovel that too? He says, no. Klei suda murim b'parsha. What are we talking about in source one? We're talking about the kalim that they eat with. So not your scissors. You know, if chicken shears, okay, you might have to tovel. But this, you know, the tailor's scissors don't need tefillah. Then the Gemara tells the following story. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Zavan Mana de Marda Meovi Kochavim. He went and he bought something made of Marda. What is Marda? Marda is a kli. Yes. Oh,
sorry.
You were going to guess or no? Or you had a question?
No, I learned this.
Okay.
It's like metal and ceramic, right? Like,
okay. Yeah. I think most of the Mepharshim explained it as a kli made of earth and dung.
Yeah.
Okay. They were in kli glalim, it was referred to as. So he thought, I have to be tovel it. I have to be tovel everything. Savar latvilo. Savar lehume rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. Rabbi came over and said, "Ledidi mifreshesin." I heard it straight from Rabbi Yochanan. Klei matochet amurim b'parsha. Only metal. That's what's mentioned in the Torah. Source one, we had six types of metal, and then it said the rule. So it's only metal. Then comes Rav Ashi. I'm a Rav Ashi. Hani klei zchuchi, glass. Ho'el v'chi nishtabru, yesh len takana, kekli matochot damu. If glass breaks, you can fuse it together again with fire. Makes it similar to metal, so therefore, glass also needs tevilah. So, from the Torah, those six kinds of metal need tevilah. That's midoraita. There's a takana, a rule, a decree made by the rabbis that glass also needs tevilah. In other words, we're saying that glass, since it can be fixed with fire, they're like metal utensils. And therefore, they also need tevilah. The poskim explained that glass is also similar to clay cheres, in that you can't kasher them. But in terms of the needs of tefillah, we're comparing it to metal. This is also poskim by the Shulchan Aruch, explicitly in Source 3. Hakon ve'avet kochavim clay suda shel matechet or shel mezchuchit. If you buy metal or glass, you have to tovel them. So far it's clear those six kinds of metal, doraita, glass, takana, midrabanan. So here's the question. The metal we establish is doraita, is the six types of metal in the pasuk. Then there's glass, which is like metal. Why? Because it can be fixed by fire. Metal can be fixed by fire. That's how they make silver and bronze and copper, whatever your pots are made out of, and put it in the fire and they do stuff, and it turns into a pot. So, and if the pot gets ruined, you put it back and the blacksmith can, put it in the fire and fix it. So too, glass. I personally recently went glass blowing. It's an activity, very expensive one. And so you put it in and you take a piece of glass, another piece of glass, and under a very hot fire, they fuse together. Okay, so glass works in a somewhat similar way. You wouldn't do it with the regular glass that you bought because they're cheap enough and just broken, too much work. But in theory, glass is being formed with heat. So the Gemara says because glass can get fixed by fire, it also needs tefillah like metal. So now you've been in the yeshiva now a little over a month. So you're already starting to think, hopefully with chakiras and brisker terminology and understanding. So let's try to understand that comparison in two different ways. Okay? What is it about glass that they made a takana derabanan? Two possibilities. Glass is like metal, and therefore everything else that's like metal is also part of the takana. That's possibility number one. And possibility number two?
Glass.
Just glass. Right? As in, the sentence was, glass, since it can get fixed in the fire, like metal, they're similar to metal utensils, which need tefillah, so glass needs tefillah. And what's the important nafkamina for us?
Glass.
Plastic. Okay? Plastic also gets formed in the fire, probably gets fixed in the fire more easily than glass. So, is just like glass part of the takana? Glass is the takana that it's like metal and therefore needs tefillah? Or, so therefore anything like that? Plastic too? Or is it specifically glass? Okay, that's the discussion we're going to have now. Is it a general takana or a specific one? So let's go to source 4. On that spot on the Shulchan Aruch where he says metal and glass need tefillah. So one of the commentaries on the page there is known as the Pitchei Tshuva, and he cites a Yaivitz. The Yaivitz is Rav Yaakov Emden. And Rav Yaakov Emden discusses porcelain. Probably what we would translate as porcelain, though I wasn't there. So I'm assuming the word is the same, but I don't know. Porcelain. So they had these kalim that were porcelain. They want to know. Dominant clay zchuchit. They're rather glass-like. Ain't tzrichin tefila. They don't need tefila. Nefish yadush yasiyatam in acholim in dama. Ukli matochot amirim b'parsha. The Torah says metal. Even though they have similar properties to this glass, so he says, were it able to be fixed through heat like glass, it wouldn't need tefillah. In other words, it's a general rule. Things that can be fixed through heat, like glass, also need tefillah. So when they made the takana about glass, they made it in general. This is not muskam. This is not, we're going to see that not everybody agrees with that. It's a sharib machlokas. But already we see that there are those who view it as a general takana. For example, the Shut Minchat Yitzchak, source 5. He was a Rav in Manchester, Yitzchak Weiss, and he made Aliyah, became the Dayan of the Eid HaCharedis, Yerushalayim. And Minchat Yitzchak writes, Inyan tefila kelim anasimi plastic. Do you have to tova kelim that are plastic? In a kfarnish alti basev, katati ladvila tambalo bracha. I wrote to be tova them without a bracha. Mitam shekatfu aposim, diem yesh lo takana al yedeh hatachava esh, havi chikli zchuchi, bitzarech tefila. Because if you could fix them with fire, they're like glass and need tefillah. Ach mikom akom in levarach, but don't make a bracha. As the reason we explained, the Chazal lo gazru rak al klei zchuchit, lo chal gzera al shar dvarim. So it says they didn't really make the gzera on anything, on everything, but because it's so similar to it, you should be tovet without a bracha. So he says lamaisa, we should be toveling glass. We should be toveling plastic. Glass doesn't. We do tovel. We tovel, by the way, even takana derabanan with a bracha. So metal needs a bracha midoraita. We tovel it. Glass needs a bracha, but we tovel midorabanan. And he says we also should be toveling plastic, but without a bracha. Yes, Caleb.
Would it be ideal to tovel plastic with other kelim that do require a bracha?
And then make a bracha on them and include all that. That would be wonderful. Okay? That would be way better. But that's assuming that we're going to paskin like him, that you need to tovel plastic. I would imagine in most of our homes, we're not toveling plastic. Yeah, I imagine in your home, unless you have a specific masorah, they weren't toveling plastic.
Are you talking about, you're talking about disposable plastic, right?
No, even your Tupperwares.
Oh, yes.
Do you take your Tupperware to the mikvah? Do you have a plastic cup for your kids? I don't know. Whatever they have, things that are reusable plastic. Disposable, already a later topic. We'll get to that in the second part. Okay. So, let's go back to source one. Source 1, we had two psukim. It listed 6 kinds of metal, and then it said whatever is used in the fire needs to be, you know, kashered with heat, and whatever is not used in fire can just go in mikvah. Why did the pasuk list 6 different metals? Why didn't the pasuk just say metal? Interesting question. Could have saved a lot of words. Instead of listing et azav, et kesef, et nechoshet, et barzel, et abdil, et oferet, is there something about those 6 metals? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein in source 6 was asked about aluminum. Aluminum is a newer metal. It wasn't there in clay medium. So he was asked, do you have to tovel aluminum? Hine clay aluminum. Shehi matechet chadasha. Shalon is karabakra. It's a new metal, not mentioned in the pasuk. According to the Torah, you don't need to tovel them. Why did the pasuk list 6 types of metal with their names? Didn't just say any metal. Specifically, those get tuma, and therefore need to be toveled. The Torah wasn't written by humans, it was from Hashem. Who barad kol minei matachot shebaolam? He's the one who made all the kinds of metal in the world. Af elu shelo yadu enchi, even the ones that they didn't know about back then. Vim hayu bedin tuma tefila lo ayala krala for eluv. They would be included. The pasuk wouldn't have listed those 6. Kevan the klei zchuchit shu gam kein davar nidach v'hayat tor midaraita gam rabbanan shegazer klei zchuchit. So the rabbanan said glass is similar in that they could be fixed by metal, so they were gozer on it. Loita ikar ziratam shul the damim lematachar. It wasn't because of their similarity to metal. It was damim leklei cheres because they were similar to klei cheres. Remember, I said they're like klei cheres and that they can't be kashered, but they were gozer on them to tovel them like metal. Bezesh etchilat priatan minachol. You have a question?
Yeah, when it says in Kaf Gimel Kol Davar Asher Yovav Ha'ish, doesn't that suggest that anything that
of those metals in Chavbet,
so
of the Zahav and the Kesef and the Chosh, because it's a person talking, it's Elazar Cohen giving them the rules. So he says, those Zahav, Kesef, and the Chosh, if you have a gold cup, but it's a gold cup that doesn't get used in a fire, it's a gold cup used for drinking cold water. So the gold cup doesn't need to get Libun or Hagalah, it just needs Tevilah. If you have a gold thing that, you know, gets is a skewer that gets put in the fire, that one needs to get kosher with the fire. But it's not in general, it's connected to the previous pasuk saying, of those metals, these are the rules. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So says Ramoshe, only those six kinds of metal, they're explicit. So the other kinds of metal don't have the gzera. Only glass, because of its similarity to klecheres, they made a takana. But the six kinds of metal are doraita, and the other ones are non midoraita. So he says, "Nira the tefillah midarabanan tzarech." So when it comes to aluminum, what should we do? Just like we said for porcelain a minute ago, you should do it to because midarabanan you should do it. Kamo klei zchuchit. If that applies to glass, it applies all the more so to other metal. So aluminum would need, again, only midrabanan and only without a bracha. That's, we do aluminum. One second. Yeah, aluminum, only midrabanan. Machloge with a bracha or not. So says Ramoshe Feinstein that specifically those six metals, because only those six are midoraita. That's why the Torah had to list them. Because there's going to be many more metals one day, including we've had many metals made since then, and they are not included in the midoraita ones. So there's a book called, there's a series of Svarim called Piskei Tshuvot, which were written on Orach Chaim in the last few years, and he just, in the last year, came out with a volume on Yoreh Deah, and it's a very good book in terms of summarizing with different sources, and he made a list that I just came across of who says which of these two views about plastic. The Minchat Yitzchak, Shraga Meir, the Shud Shraga Meir, Shekinyan HaTorah, so they said you have to do it without a bracha. But most poskim, which is the prevalent minhag, including the Chazon Ish, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Abiya Omer, the Mishnah Halacha, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Wasner, they all tell us that we don't have to kosher plastic. We don't have to tovel plastic. So as you see, not toveling plastic is a pretty prevalent minhag. But we're going to keep that in mind. That's the end of part one as we go to part two. Okay, it's going to come back and connect at the end. But plastic in general, though it's a machloket, and there are those who think that the takana was in general and applies to anything like glass, which would include plastic. Our minhag, for the most part, certainly according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and most of the North Americans here should be well entrenched in minhag Rav Moshe Feinstein, because he was the preeminent posek in America like that. So, North Americans, I said it for the Canadians here. Yes, I see you nodding. So, we don't kosher. We don't tovel plastic. Okay. Now let's move on to Kiddush. And Kiddush also includes in the same discussion Netilat Yadayim, using the cup to wash your hands with. What's the first potential issue with using a disposable cup for Netilat Yadayim? So, what would be the issue? So the first issue is something called a kos na'eh or chashuv. Cup needs to be nice or important. Where would we get that from? So let's go to source 7. Gemara in Brachos lists 10 requirements for a kosher bracha. Asara Dvarim Namru B'Koshal Bracha. So that's 10. I only put a few of them here. The relevant one we need for us is the word Chai. So needs Hadacha, you have to rinse the cup, and Shtiv, you have to wash it. Chai, it needs to be Chai. What is Chai? So Chai generally means raw. What does raw mean? That you didn't mix it with water. The problem is that we know you have to mix it with raw water, as in the old wine that they had to be mixed with water in order to be potable, in order to be palatable. So Tosot, in Source 8, on the previous Amud, tells us, you need to add water to the Kiddush wine, or else you can't make a gafen on it, because it's not edible. It was so thick and so strong that it wasn't right to make a bracha until you diluted it. Etc. So it has a few explanations of what chai means. It should be put in, not diluted, into the cup. And then you add some water. From the barrel. Or, and this is the important one for us now, it refers not to the wine, but to the cup. Umay chai shalim. It needs to be a whole, complete. The cup can't be broken in any way. So, what does that have to do with us? So, look at source 9. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Tzarech lachzor achar kos shalim. So, we have a few different explanations of what chai is. Remember, mixed with water, at what point, all the different stages, what it could be. There's at least four different explanations in the poskin that I came across. And then it says the kos shalim thing. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Sif Gimel, Tzarech lachzor achar kos shalim. One must try to get a whole cup. What does that sound like? Do you need a whole cup?
Can't do it, you're fine.
If you can't do it, you're fine. Okay? So, what Mr. Schwab here just said was what the Mishnah Berurah just said. Source 10, Lachzor. Milashon ze mashma dehu rak lechatchila. Baruch shekivanta. Ve'en iku bedavar. It's not ma'akiv. If you can't find a whole cup, okay, so you're stuck. You should try to find one. The chachila, it's better, it's proper. But b'dieved, you're fine. And what is whole? Shelo yehi gufa koshavor, that it shouldn't have any break. V'lo pago misvato, no crack in the lip. V'lo chesra mua, it shouldn't be missing anything. V'chein im gufa koshalim rak v'siso nishmar, even if just the base is broken. Gam ken yesh lakpid, we shouldn't use it. V'afilo yachol amonu b'siso, even if it can stand up without whatever is broken. Im lo she'en lo acher yesh lo. If you don't have one, so then we use that one, the one that's not quite shalim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So says R' Moshe Feinstein in Source 11. Hine b'davar kos l'kiddush im reshayin lasol a kosh anase miniyar. Can you use a cup from paper or plastic? Can you use a disposable cup for kiddush? Shu kli rak l'shah. It's only a kli right now, because you throw it away when you're done. Sheshama asher asarti. The person who asked him the question, right? These are responsible. So he wrote a letter to somebody. The person who wrote to him said, I heard you assert it. What's the story? And he wrote back, Emet adavar, it's true. You heard right. The ha tosel refarshim rachot dafnun, what we saw in Source 8. Modet mechein b'shabah daf ayin vav, elsewhere. The chai shenemar b'dvar matzrich mekoshal bracha hu shia kos kufo kli shalim. The need of a kosher bracha to be chai means that the cup has to be whole. The esakin v'shulchan aruch kopei gimel siv gimel, what we saw in Source 9. The kata v'magin avram dafilu nishbar rak basi shalamata, even if it's only broken a little bit on the bottom, that's considered nami pasul av shigof kosherim. And if the cup has a little stand and the stand is broken, even if the cup itself, the part that holds the liquid, is whole, but even the stand is broken. Koshal kiddush, ton kol masha ton koshal berkat hamazon, and there's already a set of rules there. So says R' Moshe, Alma deba'inan sheyeh kos noya. We need the cup to be nice. Proper cup. Sherak kos kazeh kosher berkat hamazon l'kiddush. Only that kind of cup is kosher. Veroe ani shekoshel niyar shu rak l'sha'a al pam zeluvad hu od garua. It's even worse. De'en lo shum chashivot. It has no chashivot. It is not a significant cup. Shevadai enu roi lebirkan amazin lekiddush. It shouldn't be used as your kosher benching or for kiddush. Ah, kishalek a kosher. If you don't have any other cup, ulai yesh lahakel. Maybe you can be lenient. He's not even convinced. Maybe you can be lenient if you're stuck. But he says, we have rules about koshalim. And this, and tzarech lachzor koshalim. Try for it. Okay, we're trying. And this is worse than that. Garua yoter. See that? Od garua. It's even worse. And if you're stuck, only maybe can you be lenient. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. So his issue is that it's not a nice cup if it's a disposable cup. Not everyone agreed with Moshe Feinstein on this. Tzitz Eliezer, or Tzitz Eliezer Waldenberg, lived in Yerushalayim. He died in around 2008. Okay, he was the Rav and Posek of Shaar HaTzedek Hospital in Yerushalayim. Yes, you have a question, Berg?
Quick question on Rav Moshe. I've seen, like, plastic cups that are silver and they've got, like, a little design, but it's a plastic disposable cup. It's just...
Okay, so we're going to get to something about it because the remind me of that in a few minutes, and I'll answer about that when I read something else. Okay, but says the Tzitz Eliezer. So first he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says somebody asked me about Rav Moshe Feinstein. What do I think about it? So he said I went and found the tshuva. I read it, and then he goes v'achar b'kashin mechila. Yes, I'm going to disagree with Rav Moshe Feinstein. I need please forgive me. I don't see any foundation for his iser. It's not a good comparison. What did he compare? A broken cup to a disposable cup. It was made with a base, and the base broke. It can't be chai kafi yitziratu, as they made it. The shaykh chai b'chos. Mita of a cup is shviratan zoi mitatan. When it breaks, it's no longer alive, quote unquote. Okay, cup's alive. Okay, it's a figurative. But it's a lashon the Gemara uses. Mashalo shayach ze bekosot niyar shekachu tchilat yitziratam. They made them disposable. So you're comparing this broken cup, which was made whole and broke, to this disposable cup, which was made that way. Flimsy, cheap, I grant you, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's a perfectly pristine disposable cup. Nothing's missing. They're still considered chai. So there's no issue making kiddush or avdol in them. They can last. So therefore, you can use them for nitilat yadayim. Also in source 13, as Nidvru of Silber, he said, of course it's allowed. And Kalim Shondim Lazorkam and Kasha Lakoshla Bracha, he was asked, Nira Pasha the Kasher. Of course. Why? Nowhere does it say you need a nice cup. And nowhere does it say that if it's disposable, it's not a kli. But as an extra thing, there's something called Hidur Mitzah. So if you have a different cup, so use that one. But there's nothing wrong with using this disposable cup. But the first issue we came across with using a plastic disposable cup comes from Igros Moshe, who says that it's not a kos, noya, or chashev. Second issue is something called a chotel. Source 14. Chotal shunotem v'tocho v'notol mitocho tamei. This is Mishnah in Masechet Kelim. Mishnah Masechet Kelim deals with which kli is mekabel tuma, not mekabel tuma, what's considered a whole kli, which part of the kli, etc. So usually when people, you know, when they give them out at a shiva house, Kelim's like 30 prakim, and it's like one of the last ones always left. Who's going to do it? Who's going to take it for everybody? Because most of us, we relate to it. It doesn't relate to us so much. But here we have, and it's going to become part of our halacha l'maisa. Okay, what an opportunity to learn kelim that's related to the laws still to us today, even though we don't have, oh, look at you, learning kelim. Okay, that we don't have in the, even though we don't have a mikdash, there's still parts of the maisa. What is chos? So the Mishnah says, a chotal, shevnoten l'toch v'notol mitocho, tamei. There's a certain time it's tamei, meaning it can be, it's not tamei, but it can be mekabel tuma. But the only way to use this chotal is by breaking it or unwrapping it so that it's destroyed. So then, even though right now it's not destroyed, it's whole, it is tahor. What is a chotal? So the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah there tells us, source 15, chotal astiv asuya misim otzam v'damen. It was this flimsy little kli that they would put like fruit or dried fruit in when they would sell it to you. And in order to, sometimes you'd be able to get the fruit out without breaking it. So that was the first case in the Mishnah. So then the kli stands on its own and can be mekabel tuma. It is a kli. But sometimes I envision it, because I wasn't there in this Mishnah, but I envision it like the little plastic flimsy thing we have that we seal our containers so they're not tamper, so that it's tamper proof, right? It's like a little piece of saran wrap. But in other words, it's so flimsy, so it wraps up the kli, the fruit, and so in order to get the fruit out, you have to break that. So what do you do with that? You throw it out. So this is an early disposable kli. Okay, so this is going to be a good comparison for us. So the Rambam in source 16 in Hilchot Kelim, the Rambam in his, not in his Perush HaMishnah, but in his Mishnah Torah writes, Chotal mitami can become tamei. V'meinu yachol itami mashu v'tocha shekarenu yatarenu o shechashav lachol mashu v'tocha lezarko tahor. Even if you decide that I'm going to eat it and then throw away the container right away, it can't be mekabel tuma, it's tahor. V'chein akaren, so too, the same thing. Mishtamish bo mashlicha. You use it and throw it away in a mekabel tuma. V'mchashav aleha mekabel tuma. But if you think about it, I want to keep this kli. This isn't going to be a one-time use. This is going to make a nice collection in my home to be used as one of my Tupperwares now. So then, it is mekabel tuma. So, with that in mind, the Minchat Yitzchok, who we discussed before, Rav Weiss, Dayan Weiss, said, Hachal ha-maitse, nearly the koshel niyarshu kli rak l'shara gara od min nishbar v'siso. It's worse than the broken kli, as Rav Moshe Feinstein said. B'tzadku divra igur Rav Moshe b'zeh. Ulam lo mitame, but not from his reasoning. Ela mitam acher k'moshe yidbara. And what's the other reasoning? Hatam de lo havale kli. It is not a kli. Okay. So we have no good. No, you can't use the disposable cups. Two reasons. Is it because kos nav chashuv or because it's not a kli? And his proof is this discussion of the chotah. And ein al kelim elu shem kli lekabelat tuma came into omdim lizarik, since they're supposed to be thrown out. So if it's not a kli, because you're going to throw it out, these disposable cups are being thrown out. But the Minchat Yitzchak does say a little bit of a solution. If you designate this cup for regular, permanent use, so then, that's a solution, and now you can use it for Kiddush or Netila Yadayim. Just like the Rambam said, if you think of it and you make it important, this is my kli, so it can be Mekabel Tuma. So, his way is that you designate, this is going to be my cup from now on. He says, and I heard from someone who's close to the Satmar Rebbe who said you can't use disposable cups, and he was very happy to find out that other people said what he said, that you can't use disposable cups. Also, the Bar Moshe, never seen a Rav, said, Hani kosel shel niyar, nylon of plastic. Darkon nishtamish men lashlichon. You use them, you throw them away. Mechelu chorer fum riata enem kavim tuma. Umi mela ein den klial ein lekadosh men. You can't use them for kiddush. Chendi tol ben yadayim, or for nitilat yadayim. And he has a proof. Gemara Shabbos, Kokav Hei, tells us, somebody threw away a jacket. So, that jacket is garbage. Garbage is Muksan Shabbos. But it's a good jacket. Just because you don't want the jacket doesn't mean that everybody else doesn't want the jacket. So it's still a kli, and a person can really take it. Filu zarka la ashpa lo batal shen kli minei. It's still a kli. But la daito etzal kaldam. Everybody else considers it a kli. As opposed to these disposable cups, ain't shen kli aleim. They don't have it. And therefore, it is not a kli and can't be used. But the Rambam says, "Mechishev ala mekabel tumav." If you think about it and want it as your cup, it can be mekabel tumah. It is a kli. So he says, "So too here." Yesh lamar in the mashal hakos miniar kiotzeva omed ala sink. It's sitting on the sink, as in you make this the washing cup. Umuchanu mezuman shaharbe bnei adam zachar zegit liyadeim. You say, everybody, this is the cup we're going to wash with. So then everybody's using this cup. It's not a one-time use. It's now a many-time use. So then it works. So too, if you make kiddush with it and you continue to drink with it, you could use it for kiddush and tila adayim, but without that, and ksherin lon and tila adayim v'lo la kiddush. Yes, Bara.
How far does the reusability need to extend? Like
a few minutes. Okay, but you use it. His example is that the cup for kiddush, you make kiddush in it, and then you use it throughout your meal. Pour your Coca Cola in it, you know, whatever that's you're it. Having. So now you now it's not one use, it's both the use.
Shabbos lunch, I sit down to yeshiva lunch.
But use the whole Shabbos lunch. Okay, but the yeshiva Shabbos lunch, we have permanent plastic things. They're not disposable.
By lunch, they usually run out for a few tables. They're sitting in my Shabbos.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then, that would be the issue for Kiddush. Okay.
So like, if you're using it the whole meal, then it's good for Kiddush?
Yes, according to that, yes. So, we have two explanations as to why not kosna v'chashuv, or it's not a kli. What would be the nafkamina? So there's a few nafkaminas. Number one, for nitilat yadayim. Can you use it for nitilat yadayim? According to Rav Moshe, the issue is that you need a nice cup. That might be a rule for kiddush, not for nitilat yadayim. But if it's not a kli, it doesn't work for nitilat yadayim. Okay, you need a kli. Okay, number two, the b'diavad, when you have no other cup. Sikras Moshe says, if it Shulchan Aruch matir shavur b'diavad. But again, according to Chazon Yitzchak, it's not even a kli. So you wouldn't be able to, you either have to designate it for multi-use or wait until you get home. Okay, and the third possibility might be, I heard someone suggest once, distinction between paper cups which fall apart after you use them once or twice. As opposed to plastic cups, which are really still good. Okay. But then, yes?
Is there any way to salvage those dinky little plastic clear things you have at like a bar or whatever?
For the L'chaims. So I didn't include it on the sheet, but he goes into why he doesn't like that they do that. He doesn't like the small plastic cups because he says that nobody saves and reuses. And he has a long explanation to come up with a limud chos. Okay, but it's not great. But the what about leniencies? Okay, we came up with stringencies. What about leniencies? So, source 18, the Bar Moshe we saw said that you can reuse. Okay, source 19, the Yalkut Yosef. Yalkut Yosef is the current chief rabbi of Israel. So he says that since Shalon Asel Hashem Kli V'Lonli Kar Klal Shehu L'Kli, that's what the issue was with the Chotalot. But on the other hand, the disposable cups, they are made to be a Kli. They're Ru'uyin L'Kama V'Kama Shtiyot. Just because they're so cheap, we throw them away. But really, they are bona fide a Kli, says the Yalkut Yosef. So we have either some people reuse them, and therefore they're allowed, or they are meant for multiple use. What would be a nafka mina between these two opinions? If you make kiddush with the intent to throw the cup away, after, right? Because if it's based on your intent, then you don't have a kli. But if it's inherently a kli, they're meant for that. We just happen to throw it away, so then it doesn't matter what your intent is. It may be a different again between paper and plastic. So that would be the nafka mina between the two lenient opinions. So to quickly sum up, and then tie together the two parts of the shiurim before my time runs out in 2 minutes. So we saw that there are four, that there are views. Minchat Yitzchak says, there's no leniency at all, it's not a kli. Even when there's no other cup, you can't use it. Though you can designate it for permanent use. We saw the Igros Moshe said, don't use it for kosher bracha, but he said, ulai, somebody can be lenient. The Az Nidbaru, the Ber Moshe, and Source 20, Shmir Shavuz Kilchata, says you can use it if that's what you have with the Eved. And he writes, Shamati Megrashaz or Bashlita, the Nira de Koso Ka'ila Shmuchadin the Kaf, Kam Anashim Hashuvim Ishtamshim by Mesura Hashuvot. You go to an event that's served in plastic, the most important people also drink from plastic cups. The biggest, Rabbanim, Admorim, politicians, all drink from disposable plastic cups. And therefore, b'di'eved ein lahakpid bioter. That's his lashon. Don't be the most makpid if you im ein kosacheret, if there is no other cup. And finally, we saw the Alkad Yosef and the Tzitz Eliezer, these two views, said you could use the lechatchila. Now let's connect the two parts of the shir. We saw, do we tovel plastic? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, we said the prevalent view, it's not a kli. So therefore, it doesn't need tefillah. And we saw a few machmirim, the Minchat Yitzchak, right? So we wouldn't be, but even according to the machmirim, we wouldn't be tovel a disposable cup because it's not a kli. Can you use a plastic cup for kiddush? So Rav Moshe again gives the same answer. It's not a kli, so it's no good. So yes, we just listed some major poskim who are matir b'di'eved. Some are even matir l'chachila. Yalkut Yosef, we said. But what I'm getting at is there's room to consider that it's tarte de satre. Tarte de satre, self-contradictory. You don't have to tovel it because it's not a kli. So it's possible to argue that you shouldn't make kiddush on it because it's not a kli. Disposables like chotolo don't have a shame kli. If you follow that shita to its conclusion, you shouldn't be making kiddush with a disposable cup. It's not our topic. I didn't get into it. I see Rav Mordechai is nearby, but I know the discussion of opening bottles and making bottle caps, is that a kli on Shabbos? Is that an issue? So for some, the reason may be that it's not a kli. It might be allowed or not. That's a different discussion. But what I'm trying to say is, if you can consider the, based on our share today, consider the possibility that if you're going to think that it's okay to open bottles on Shabbos, and it's okay to not tovel plastic, because we don't tovel plastic, then it's very hard to say that you can use that plastic to make kiddush. So if you want to be, if you go to your shul kiddush and you see they put out the plastic cups, and that's what there is to make kiddush on it, so you have to be like, wow, is it worth being tovel all the plastic in order to use all those plastic cups? That's what I think.